Ramble.
Hey, cutie booties. Welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. Today, we are missing our dearly beloved Rebecca Happersburg.
Our dearly beloved.
Rebecca. It's her birthday. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Becky. We love you.
She's 30 in honor. Again.
Yes. Yes. We are all drinking some white wine.
White wine.
We have some exciting things planned today. Mm-hmm. Rachel, what are we doing?
Oh, you know, we're going to take that quiz.
That quiz.
The quiz from
The one.
The one. Is it a Cosmo quiz? No.
Of course
not.
It's
a New York Times quiz from a few years ago called 36 Questions to Help You Fall in Love.
Have either of you taken this quiz?
I have not, I did read the questions.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I asked my husband on like a third date. I was like, oh, I read about this cool quiz. Do you want to do this thing? And he was like, no, I know about that quiz.
You are so funny. That was the exact conversation Zach and I had. And I didn't know where he got all these questions. And I like sifted through them. He's like, hey, do you want to do this? Because we were running out of date ideas. And he's like, I'll plan this date. So we, I don't know.
We just asked each other really ideas.
No, it was pretty far in, but he was very excited about them. So I have taken this quiz before, but I don't remember what my answers were before because it's been 5 years.
It's been years.
Yeah.
I think. I could be wrong about this. I should have looked this up today. But I think they used these questions in a contained like psych lab at MIT or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the people who came in and did the questions were strangers. And they continued to survey them for years. Mm. And like 90% of the 90% of the pairings of strangers who came in were either like lifelong friends or couples after it was over. And they met during the day and they answered these questions.
I didn't realize there was an actual study.
Yeah, there was like a love lab or something like in the psychology department of MIT. And the people who did this became like really good friends or couples.
But
like
how do
a lot of people got married.
Good friends and
well, based on the survey they took. Well, they were saying like, yes, we talk 3 times per week still. We take family vacations together. We're in close contact.
Okay.
I know. I also did this quiz with someone else on like a second date and halfway through. I was like,
some of these questions are very,
like, this person
halfway
wrong for
through.
Me.
This guy answered the question. We're sitting at this diner in Silver Lake, and he answered the question, like, what's the worst thing that has happened to you in life with some story about like falling in a mountain lake? And I was like, this is over. This is, you're
if that's
not,
the worst thing that's over. Happened to you,
that's the worst thing that's happened to you. Fuck off.
Maybe
I'm out of here.
Maybe he didn't want to, like, unleash some heavy stuff.
I just knew it wasn't right, Max. Yeah. I knew it wasn't right.
I mean, when you know, you know. You
I mean, that's the funny thing about this quiz is it's not exactly a quiz. It's not like a Cosmo quiz that you take where it's like A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very in-depth. It's not something that you're sitting on the beach and you decide that you're going to like, you know, grab a pen and circle some answers.
Yeah.
This is a multiple hours long question and answer situation.
And you try to trick your future husband into taking it with you because all you want to do is hear everything he has to say for hours and hours.
Wow.
That's the quiz.
Well,
guys, do you think we're going to fall in love?
I mean, we already take vacations together. So,
So yes.
Yeah. I'm already in love with both of you. And everyone
we're
in this
already
room.
In love. We're I just know. Going to deepen our love.
I feel like we might even know the answers to some of these questions for each other.
Maybe some of like the top section. Because for the audience who doesn't know, we looked at these questions a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. But it gets more complicated, would you say, as we go on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is the reason why Miles is going to do a random number generator.
That's right.
1 to 36.
We could start with the juiciest question.
36.
Oh my God.
Question 36 is how do you want to die or something?
Yeah, it is. Like, what do you believe happens after death or something? Yeah. I don't remember, but
no,
it's all
neither.
In there.
Okay, well, let's just get it going. Let's get it going. Do you guys want to go like round robin? Like, what's the...
I think just
start at the beginning and go from there?
Yeah, I think Miles should tell us the number and then someone should volunteer and then we can just sort of go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Your number is 32.
Dang,
that's deep. That's oh, a deep shoot. Cut.
Okay, so what is question 32? My phone is dying, so somebody else will have
to. Yeah, Maggie is looking up.
I have it open.
Because I'm a child.
So who's going to answer us? Because I have to make eye contact with you.
Oh, we all answer.
All answering. Okay.
Ooh. Do we all answer?
Starting
all of
off them? Very dark.
Let's find out.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Ooh. In your opinion. These are hard. Yeah.
I mean, I know.
What?
What?
Rape.
Rape, obviously, yes.
Too
yes.
serious to be joked about. If there's ever a joke about like rape, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. no, I'm done. I yeah. am absolutely done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything involving like violence and children.
Oh yes. My
God. For me. Yeah.
Crime against mm-hmm. children's a big one for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
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 There you go.
No jokes.
Those are the answers. Those are the answers. Dark question.
Welcome to our podcast. It's girlfriends hanging out, talking about life, sipping wine.
Yeah.
So glad you're here.
All right. Your number is 16.
All right.
Okay. That one feels a little better.
I know. What do you value most in a friendship?
For me, I think honesty. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know that's sort of like the open, you know, the book answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, but mm-hmm. I definitely want somebody to, if I walk out the door and I look like shit, I want them to be like, I want them to be like, maybe rethink this. Uh-huh. You know, like uh-huh. like brutal uh-huh. honesty is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
You appreciate. I think. You know those friendships that you have where so much time can pass and mm-hmm. it doesn't change your friendship at all? It doesn't feel yeah. weird. And I think clear communication is the second big one. I couldn't choose between the two. I don't know what the word is for the first one, but I feel like mm-hmm. communication in all relationships, friends, significant others, family, mm-hmm. it's the only really thing that like binds all of us mm-hmm. humans together. And if you can't communicate and articulate your needs, then how are other people supposed to understand you?
Yeah, I definitely have some of those friendships yeah. where like time doesn't pass.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
still in sixth grade.
Yeah.
You know, but like with families now.
Yeah,
but
for
you,
sure. Like,
you see the person and you're just, it's the same. That's the other thing about, you know, like good friendships is I feel like you kind of have to cut the other person some slack.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like you have to know what they're going through mm-hmm. and understand what they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think my best friendships are like a genuine mutual interest in the other person. Like someone who's just into hearing about and being a part of your life. Mm-hmm. You yes. know?
For love sure. that.
Yeah. All right, Miles.
Here we go. Woo. It's number 17.
Oh, they're right next to each other. What is your most treasured memory? I think back in childhood, my grandmother from Peru, she lives there permanently now. She would come for 3 months out of the time, 3 months out of 3 months out of the year in the summers usually. Mm-hmm. And we just sit and watch telenovelas together.
Oh.
And she, I think starting in her like 70s or 80s, she was diagnosed with macular degeneration. So she's not able to see mm-hmm. as well anymore. So something just so simple like that,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much I would treasure that memory until she started losing her vision. And then yeah. because of that, she's also like started losing her memory. So she's not like quite there anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think that something so simple like that.
Totally. Yeah.
What about you?
So sweet.
Well, that makes me think of my grandmother.
Ariel's going to cry.
No, I won't cry.
You but, like, can. You can
my,
cry.
Like my grandmother is also, this is going to be such like a strange podcast for us because we're all just getting into these like very deep questions.
Yes.
My grandmother also, she's getting older and she's just sort of like, doesn't really want to like interact with people anymore. Like she's very happy just kind of sitting in her chair and reading Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
You know, she does like, we'll come visit and we'll be like, hey, let's do this. And she's like, no, I'm in pain. I don't really want to do that. You know?
So
and so like those memories, and they just sold their beach house like last week.
Oh, the one which, up in the
yeah,
San
the
Juan
one
Islands.
Up in the San Juans, which
whoa,
like I grew up there. I spent summers there. My parents, you know, I can't imagine doing this with my kids for some reason, but my parents would send us on an airplane by ourselves.
Oh my God. And for some reason.
and my grandparents would pick us up at the other end. Uh-huh. And yep. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know how people did that.
I did that too. When we were like eight.
Yeah.
We flew cross country.
Like my parents would put us on a plane and my grandparents would pick us up at the other end. Uh-huh. You know, like wow. It was a totally normal thing. And then we would spend weeks there. We would just spend weeks and we would do art projects with my grandmother because she's an artist, and we would go swimming and we would catch crabs with my grandfather. And, you know, she had all these fun ideas and like, it's just thinking of those summers. It just makes me like so nostalgic for childhood and just like makes me feel like I'm getting old and like, I don't know, like things mm-hmm. are just changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you consider buying the house? Were you like, don't sell it. I'll take it. I did.
I mean, they would have, maybe Airbnb it or something, uh-huh. but we just, it's so far away.
It's so far away. You can't get out there very much.
Yeah, where exactly. is the San Juan Islands?
It's outside Seattle.
It's outside Seattle. Yeah.
Oh. You take a boat from Seattle.
So mm-hmm. it's technically Seattle.
It's yeah I mm. think so.
Yeah. I mean, it
might be its own thing.
It's my dad used to tell me, he's like, you should come with me to this island. That's probably what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. There's the islands and themselves.
You can rake
are like their
in
own
crab things. By the bucket full.
Mm-hmm. Dang, yum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My grandmother, she would rip the this just doesn't feel like podcast content, but she would rip the backs off the crabs. Like some people, sort of ceremoniously put the entire crab into a pot to boil it to like, you know, kind of mm-hmm. so that it dies, uh-huh. and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But my grandmother, she's like, that's just extra work. Why would I want to take apart a hot crab? Like, I'm just going to rip it apart now so that we can put all the good stuff
into
the pot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so funny. So she'd take like these live crabs and just start ripping them apart and throwing the shards on the beach for the pit, for like the pelicans and stuff.
The little crabs.
Grandma,
like,
don't play.
Grandma, don't play.
Dang.
No. She don't mess around.
She loves her crab legs.
Oh man. Oh, who doesn't? Oh my God.
So I think one of my favorite Ariel stories is that she was newly pregnant with Wes and you were in the San Juans, yes. and no one knew that you were pregnant, but you were like, I really need to eat more crab. And I think I need to dip it in ranch.
Yes. That's exactly what happened. I didn't even know I was pregnant, but I was just craving crab
and
with
ranch.
It was so weird. And my grandmother also makes homemade ranch. And so it was like my grandmother's homemade ranch and this like, you know, perfect crab with a lot of Old Bay.
And you were like, let's go.
That's just what my body needed.
That is welcome to the world, Wesley.
Welcome to the world, Wesley.
Oh my gosh.
We have pictures. Thank goodness. We have pictures of Wesley standing naked on the beach. Mm-hmm. Just looking out at the sound.
Looking out at the islands. Mm-hmm.
So sweet. Mm-hmm. I think my most treasured memory has to be with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be. And I was just thinking about it as you guys chatted, and I can't even pick one. There was this routine we had every afternoon in early quarantine, like March of 2020, when they were a year old. Come like 4 or 5 p.m., we would pour ourselves a margarita from the taco shop around the corner, and we were getting to-go margaritas from them because also buying,
I love that,
toilet paper and avocados from them. Remember when all the restaurants sold toilet paper early quarantine?
Because you couldn't get it anywhere else.
We were buying like dry goods from them, black beans and lentils. And so we'd get their to-go margaritas and we'd pour it into cups, but the babies had to have some as well, obviously. And so we got plastic cups and we put ice cubes in it for them. And we all went to the back porch and they would eat their ice cubes and shake their cups and sit. We would have happy hour together every single day.
That is so cute.
And Watson and I just work a lot. And so in early quarantine, before it set in, it was just like, oh, uninterrupted time with our children. There was something about that was very magical.
Totally.
And I just like picture our backyard in like golden hour with the babies. It's just really sweet. They took their first steps around then. It was just
it's a really prime photo.
And there were
margaritas.
How is that not a good memory?
Yes. Yeah, seriously, shaking their cups.
Shaking their little cups of ice.
More.
Their baby margs. Yeah, so I think that's one of my most treasured memories.
So cute.
I love that quarantine.
Like, I know
you were able to pull like your most treasured memory out of out of like, you know, such a strange time, mm-hmm.
a really weird time.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, eventually quarantine got a little bit old. I miss my friends and family, but early mm-hmm. quarantine was like, oh, we're just home with our kids. It's mm-hmm. going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're Absolutely. Buying toilet paper from Home State Taco Shop.
This is great. I'm pretty sure I bought toilet paper from Home State.
Too. Yeah. Good tacos. Good queso. Good toilet paper.
They have really good breakfast burrito. I'm all about Tex-Mex.
Oh,
my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Miles.
No. All right.
Here Roll we it.
Go. Roll it. That's number nine.
Number Ooh,
this is going to be a good
nine.
One.
I feel it.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Oh, this is a Maggie-ism where Aww. When Maggie's having a bad day, she writes down three things she's grateful for. And I know. Think about that a lot. I read something on The Cut or The New Yorker or something recently that was like, people who frequently list what they're grateful for are happier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, mm-hmm. Maggie's got the secret code to life.
I love my little journal.
Mm-hmm. I love
Highly
it.
Recommend it.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, Ned and I have started doing that sort of, you know, it without ceremony, you know, we're just sort of like, you know, I feel really grateful for X, Y, Z
mm-hmm.
or, you know, we'll be just sitting at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I'm grateful for this.
Yeah. It's just yeah. such a shame how negativity can be so contagious versus mm-hmm. like when you're actively trying to like take a step back and like actually celebrate like the good things. I'm not saying like toxic positivity, obviously, because like,
no,
yeah,
I have never heard of toxic positivity. Oh, yeah. When you're just like, you got this. You can do it. Look at it half full. Like when someone's really right. struggling and you are just basically gaslighting their feelings of like,
yeah.
this is hard to just be like,
got
well,
it.
Well, all you need to do is change your attitude about it.
Yeah. Right, right. And it's and you're not actually it's sort of recognizing the fact that they are dealing with something.
Yeah.
And just sort of smoothing
feelings,
it over. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like if you're frustrated or sad or like heartbroken, you should feel those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mm-hmm. don't want to wash it over with positivity
right.
necessarily.
Oh, interesting. Toxic mm-hmm. positivity.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
But I like it. I mean, that's something that you absolutely
yeah. allowing to people about. To be seen is very powerful. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. something that I learned with toddlers too.
Okay. There's this TV show. I don't know if Zach's talked about this on the tripod already, but we started watching Couples Therapy.
Oh, on HBO?
I think it's on Showtime. And don't ask us how we have a Showtime login. We don't.
Oh, Outlander.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
We got it from a friend. So
100%. That's
don't
why
ask.
We have Showtime.
Don't ask. We don't have a login. But there's this therapist, and I think this is based in New York. And I think each season, we started watching it season two for some reason. We didn't watch it season one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they have a couple different couples. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned, it's very interesting. Everybody is just all a bunch of toddlers. You know, we're yeah. all just trying our best.
I
we're all
that.
Figuring it out slowly. Mm-hmm. But it's a very good show. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's people who have been in relationships for 6 months. There's someone who's been together for 10 years with two kids. There's
And these
other
are real people.
These are real people.
Okay.
And the thing about it is I thought it was scripted. Because the way the camera work, uh-huh. It looks kind of similar to yeah. this room.
I think mm-hmm. HBO has a similar show that is scripted.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
But Zach's been taking notes from the show.
Is it improving your relationship?
It's kind
he
of,
takes notes?
It's kind of funny because he'll be just like in the middle of a work day, just cooking dinner. And he's like, so how is everything going? Like, how do you feel?
Tell and I'm
like,
about, Zach, tell me about your feelings, Maggie.
He's like, it seems like people don't talk about things until they're bad. So I just want to address, make sure everything's okay. I'm like, oh my like, Lord.
I'm feeling like sweetheart. I want you to add more salt to that dish.
I feel like your eggs are burning. You need to
pay attention in the kitchen.
I was like, you're trying to do too many things at once.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we grateful for?
That's so funny. That was the question.
What are we grateful for? Mm-hmm. I feel most grateful for my family, Watts mm-hmm. and the girls. Mm-hmm. Like, without them, I am nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really grateful for being healthy and capable of pursuing things in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, career, friendships, mm-hmm. experiences. Like, I'm just really grateful that I'm capable of doing that.
Yeah. 100%. I feel similarly very, very grateful for my family, for my husband, who is my best friend.
Yep.
And for my kids, who, I mean, they're everything, you know. Yeah. They make me laugh. They mm-hmm. just make me feel all the feels.
Yeah.
And watching them grow is like my greatest joy. And you know, for friends, and recently I've been feeling really grateful for just the fact that my body is capable of things that mm-hmm. my mind sometimes can't wrap its head around.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Like birthing two humans.
Like birthing two humans. Yeah.
Like holy cow.
The whole experience of pregnancy with Finn, where, you know, I didn't know if he was going to make it to like 37 mm. weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, just going through that and just like, you know, trusting doctors and trusting that like that my body knew what it was doing. But also like not having that trust in my body mm-hmm. made me realize that like my body can actually do a lot of things. It just sort of made me not take my body for granted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to treat it a little bit more kindly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the only thing you get to live in.
Your body is incredible.
It's the only one I've got. So yeah,
it is. It is. It's the only one you've got. It's the only vehicle to life. So you got to be nice to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So true.
What about you, Max?
Health is wealth. I think it just sure being a nurse, I just, you see the worst possible scenarios mm-hmm. that can happen to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like sometimes going to work, it sometimes grounds me just mm-hmm. a little bit and gives me strength just seeing other people's stories. And then obviously my parents for mm-hmm. everything that they've sacrificed to give me the opportunities that I've been given.
Yep.
Yep. And me, my sisters, obviously. And Bowie and Zach. I could go on and on. I've just been.
We could really dive into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't pick one.
Like at the core, our families and ourselves like make us capable of like experiencing life. And that feels, there's so much gratitude for
that. I think that's why we all get along so well too, is that mm-hmm. we don't take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that mm-hmm. I like about both of you mm-hmm. and Becky too. You know, she's not here, but ceremoniously she's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Cheers. You know, ceremoniously she's here. And I do feel like, that is one of the things that sort of, brings us all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that we know that that this life is something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
We're constantly mm-hmm. in awe and shock and surprise. We're like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Like, life.
You know, and the opportunities that are given to us you know, just through life, but also through kind of the jobs that the guys have,
mm-hmm.
it makes things like when we show up at places and like a red carpet is rolled out. I love that all of us are sort of like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is for us. Like, what is this? Like, no, it's okay. You can put us in the back. Like, it's fine. We're not.
Yeah.
You don't need to put out the red carpet for us. We're just mm-hmm. here to watch these guys.
Yeah.
These yahoos over here.
Mm-hmm. I remember at Vax Live, we got COVID tested and like mm-hmm. seated in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting for our COVID test for like 30 minutes.
Oh, I know mm-hmm. where this is going.
And then all of a sudden, Billie Eilish came and sat on a couch right next to me. And I was like, wow.
Rachel, you were supposed to be there, but one of the babies had a...
I had just watched your documentary. I was like, I love you, girl.
I love you. Also, congrats on the new hair and the Vogue cover. I think you look really cool.
I didn't recognize her because of the new hair. And I was like, wait, love it. It's Billie Eilish? And of course,
oh my God, I love you.
We were with Becky and Matt. And of course, Maggie, mm-hmm. who... They recognize everybody. Becky mm-hmm. can pull out.
I recognize
out,
nobody.
Becky Matt can pull out some Disney,
Becky's very good.
Disney movie star from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And like, it's in her head. Of and she's like, Becky's that's XYZ.
Good at that. She
and I'm
is.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
There was also a congresswoman sitting very close to us as well.
Yes.
And he was like, this is this person.
Oh. Yeah.
She was a congresswoman
just Disney
from,
movie stars.
I think New Jersey.
Rebecca Habersberger can pull out like congresspeople.
Because the crossroads, let's talk about Becky a little bit on her birthday.
Yes,
the crossroads
we love you, Becky.
Becky is celebrity pop culture and political activism.
Yeah, that's
she's
true.
Got it covered.
It's yes. so true.
She's calling her Congress people and she's binge watching High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes.
And educating us all on it.
Yep. Yep. That's yep. like Hairspray, the movie, the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I just think her
we
mind
love
has
her
such,
range.
We do love her. We do love her.
She, range. Got she has range. Such an intense capacity and memory for people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
she has to.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows more about more things than I ever hoped to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where in her brain she keeps it all.
Yeah. She doesn't sleep. She just remembers things.
Just remembers.
I get yes. so envious. Sometimes I'm like, am I just aging? Like, why can't I remember this person's name? No.
Becky will remember for
I
us.
I feel so similarly.
Yeah.
When I like forget my keys or something, I'm like, am I losing my mind?
Zach wanted to start like a TikTok trend of where he'd like turn to me and be like, who plays Iron Man? And like pan it towards mm-hmm. me. And like that day, for some reason, I could not remember Robert Downey Jr.'s name. And I'm just sitting there.
I was about to
like,
say Chris Hemsworth. I mean, the answer to everything for me is Chris Hemsworth.
I am just oh, not terrible.
Chris. Liam?
Oh, the other one?
Yeah, maybe it's the other one.
He got married to Miley Cyrus, right?
Yes, but they broke up. Oh, they got divorced.
That's all the pop culture I know. I just, I keep up with the Hemsworth.
Poor Miley. I just want Miley to be happy.
Yeah.
Next number is number six.
Ooh, numero
I like how we're getting easier
six.
And easier.
Yeah, yes. As we get drunker and drunker.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I feel like this is an easy answer.
I know. I feel like it's pretty easy.
Go.
The mind.
Duh.
Yeah.
What?
You want the body?
What?
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 I know plenty Margaret. Of I know plenty of 90-year-olds that are very sharp. So
okay,
I would
but
hope
in this scenario,
I have plenty of 90-year-olds that are body and a sharp mind.
In this scenario, it yeah. is implied that the other thing is going in the crapper.
Right. Is no. is like
but
declining.
I would hope that I'm more wise as I age. I'm pretty foolish. I'm not 30 yet and I'm still pretty foolish.
Yeah.
So I'm team hot body, hot mind.
Maggie wants that 30-year-old body.
I want to be able to like talk to my great grandkids, tell stories, be present.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Watts is aging. I'm going to age right along with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
the mind exactly. is, yeah, I don't want to be.
No, no. Keep
I
don't your wanna, hot body. Don't well, let us
yeah,
peer pressure you,
Maggie. Keep your hot body, girl.
Keep your hot
I
body.
I want to be friends with you when
you
you're 90.
You can run marathons
it's
at 90.
Maggie.
That is not what I meant.
But you might get lost and that's okay.
That is not what I meant.
You're right. Watts' grandmother is 91 and she's a very sound mind.
Right.
But the question implies.
Majority. Okay, yeah. yes.
That the other thing
I,
is
100%.
Not
I think the most heartbreaking thing is yes. being a prisoner in your own. I feel bad mm-hmm. for people yeah. who suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's who slowly. I think I took care mm-hmm. of in nursing school. We had a rotation where we volunteered almost like at an adult day camp or a geriatric day camp. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I was taking care of a previous psychologist or psychiatrist mm-hmm. who I could tell understood what was happening to his mind.
Oh my God.
And it just broke my heart. So
that is really hard. But I think even if it's not dementia, we learned in our old age series from mm-hmm. my friend Luke Yoquinto, mm-hmm. who works for the MIT Age Lab, that like the reason a lot of elderly people are pretty quiet and keep to themselves or like will be at a family gathering and just sitting in the corner because they just can't see or hear that well.
They can't, yeah,
so they don't even have dementia, but they can't follow what's going on
right.
because their senses are so dulled down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they can't see the faces as well. And the kids running around, they can't follow the conversations. Aww. I'm just like, that comes for all of us.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of energy to like converse with a child.
Yes.
You know, like
enjoying group conversations.
They're asking questions and coming up with mm-hmm. like some very imaginative things that if you're not keeping up, mm-hmm. you know, you can't like play along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it's hard for me sometimes
to like stay
you know?
On your toes.
Yeah, to be like,
witty.
You know, Wes is like, what does this word mean? Or like, what is this thing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, gosh, buddy, I can't explain that, you know, like
recently Wes asked me what a comet was. a comet? At the zoo, we were looking at a thing about comets, yeah, and he asked me what a comet was, and I was trying to answer, and I felt Ned come over, and I was like, is Ned about to school me on what comets are?
Did he?
No,
he didn't. Is he like, actually, Rachel, comets are...
I was like, oh, you know, science, it's like a rock daddy from outer space that potentially came to Earth and killed all the dinosaurs, but potentially did not. We don't know.
I think I do remember Ned coming over and being like, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I think for me, this question is about control and the fact that, like, you in some ways can control the like the aging of your body.
Right.
But you can't really control the aging of your mind in the same way.
Do people do like crossword
Sudoku
mind games?
Yeah.
Do they believe you can like exercise your mind to keep it sharp?
There was a period of time where my mom was doing Sudoku. Like she had to get through 10 puzzles a day or something like that. Cause she's like, this is my brain
like
exercise.
10,000 steps.
Yeah. This is my brain exercise.
That's like, so good for
I
you.
Actually tried to do a Sudoku last week.
How'd it go?
I got so frustrated because I didn't realize, well, I knew this. I played Sudoku when I was like very young in elementary school, but you have to get 1 through 9, not only, up and down side to side, but also within the 9 bubbles of each section.
That's right.
Okay.
I got so angry. Nobody told me that rule until I was far in. And then I was just like, I had used
that's so frustrating.
I want a Maggie medical myth about if we should be exercising our minds on a regular basis.
Right. There are apps for that. There are apps where you are supposed to do like 10, 15 minutes a day of these like puzzle games to exercise your brain. I remember I was definitely like, you know, influenced one of these at some point.
I can barely get it up to exercise my body. I don't know that I'm going to do it, but I would like to know if I should be.
But like exercising your mind shouldn't be just Sudoku, just crossword puzzles, things like that. I think that problem solving is just as powerful
as my mind. Plenty of the time.
Absolutely.
Hit it. Here we go. It's number 30.
Number 30. When did you last cry? And was it in front of another person or was it by yourself?
I cry a lot.
Do you? I don't cry very much. I don't cry very much, especially in front of other people. In front of other people. I'm a shower crier.
Oh. A shower crier.
I'm a shower crier. Like if I have some strong feelings about something or like, you know, honestly, there aren't many things that can make me cry, but
I've
movies.
Seen you tear up over old people twice on this podcast.
That's the thing.
I've got footage.
That's the thing. There are two things that can make me cry very, very consistently. And one of them is old people. It's just thinking about it makes me cry again. I'm starting to tear up right now. Just aging makes me cry. Just the thought of like aging makes me cry. I think it's like just maybe watching The Notebook at like a very like at a time in my life where I was really like open to these feelings. I don't know what
the
it
notebook
was,
makes
but just
everyone
like
cry.
Elderly love. Does something to me that just
elderly.
I don't know. You know, so and then the other thing is when dogs or horses die.
Oh yeah, I can't.
Like in Seabiscuit or something. There was like a time when a horse had to get put down for some reason and it just hits me where that switch is not a control that I can do myself. It just goes and the tears flow.
Yeah. I'd rather see people die than dogs in any movie ever.
All it takes is someone talk. It's funny that you mentioned that because the last time I cried was 2 days ago. One of my best friends from high school told me that she had to put her dog down.
Oh.
I know. I was so sad. The dog lived until she was 20.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And her life quality just became a little poor. But this last year in the pandemic, if it's given anything if it's given anything positive to her family and her dog, it's that they've been able to spend the last year with the dog. Mm-hmm. But like when she was telling the story, she was like, I was just like listening. Yes, yes. And then she started telling me more and then she started crying and then I started crying because I've known this dog. I think she got this dog when she was 7 because she's 27.
Wow.
Wow. So she, like right wow. when her first memories were
that's the best
starting.
You can hope for a dog. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. It was mm-hmm. both a very beautiful story.
And so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. Yeah. I think I cry as stress relief. Yeah. I just like
stress relief. Yeah.
I cry on the way home from work sometimes.
That's my shower cry.
In the car alone feels yeah. really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feels yeah. really good.
Shower cries feel really good too. Because yeah. like the warm water and like the warm mm-hmm. tears.
Mm-hmm. A yeah. salty shower.
Yeah. It just feels really good. You just let the mm-hmm. you just let the water run on your face.
You guys and you frustrated just
cry? And cry and cry.
I do.
I frustrate cry a lot.
The best worst frustrate cry I've ever had was when the guys asked me to set up 401ks for the company.
And no, you frustrated Rachel.
And I never even had a 401k, much less set one up. And I was just like auditioning different companies and they would each walk me through this and they just use all these abbreviations. I don't know what they mean. And I was like 4 months pregnant and I was just sitting in the office alone behind a closed door and I had the phone on mute and was like, and I would unmute it and be like, yes, I understand. Mute. No, I didn't understand anything they were saying.
That's
I
could so barely stressful.
Hang on. I was like, this is not my job. This is not what I do. Oh. I'm so sad.
Oh, and the pressure's God. On too, because like you want a company that you can trust.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, and something it was like that you have no idea. Pressure
and 100% out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a good frustrated cry.
I mean, can imagine.
I mean, you gave everybody in the company 401ks.
Yeah, yeah. It seems to be working out fine.
Everyone's fine. I think it's fine. I don't remember how it, and I don't know. I presented something to one of the guys, or maybe one of the guys overheard me on a call and they were like, I can tell that you don't understand the basic principle. So what they do is, and started explaining it to me. I was like, I'm going to cry again.
That sounds like Ned.
Yeah, probably.
Mansplaining 101.
Let me explain to you what 401ks are.
Let me explain to you how it actually works. Now go back again.
Oh, oh man.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Roll that dice.
Oh, right. That's number 18.
Number 18. What is your most terrible memory?
Most terrible memory that you're willing to share on a podcast.
Honestly, like the most terrible memories that I have in like recent because most of the past terrible memories, I'm very good at compartmentalizing, like bad memories. Mm-hmm. I feel like I really can't pull those to the surface unless I'm really, really trying, you know?
Like you sort of block them out.
I definitely block them out. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's just, it's just sort of a self-preservation mechanism for me, you know, but I do have some like bad memories of like recent times and most of them are just bad parenting memories where like feel like I just made a mistake or I just wish I hadn't yelled or I wish I hadn't done this. And, you know, I really, really like my kids, you know, but sometimes they can be really difficult.
Oh yeah.
Because they're children.
Yeah.
And I'm an adult and you know, and like that, like the two of those things coming together sometimes can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there are definitely times when I have to discipline Wes and I try really hard to be so like understanding and like, I understand, I get that you really want to do this like thing that is kind of silly, buddy, but no. Mm-hmm. And then he comes after me and like sometimes he hits and I'm just like, I don't do that. Please stop. Please stop doing that. Please stop doing that. You know, like, it just escalates, and I'm just, and then I look back and I'm like, I shouldn't have yelled at you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Really sorry. Know?
And like, I just those memories for me, I can't put those. Like, I go to sleep at night thinking about how I yelled, you know, and I just feel so
you're
bad.
Such a good mom.
I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he doesn't deserve that. He's just a kid.
Yeah. And you're just a human too.
Yeah.
We laugh about this now.
Okay.
But we went to the county fair, the Orange County Fair, my family and I, when we were very young. I was probably
9. My youngest sister was 6 at the time. And then my older sister was 12. And we got a goldfish at the Orange County Fair. You know, like that one
that you throw.
I feel like it's going to end badly. And had those like very, very simple fish tanks that just housed the one fish. We got it rainbow rocks. We got it a SpongeBob SquarePants, like little figurine in there. It was very cute. Mm-hmm. His name was Arnold. My youngest sister, on a hot summer day, I think the babysitter was with us because my mom worked full time at the time and so did my dad, just somehow decided that the fish was cold. I don't understand.
What?
I remember it specifically being the summer. And she put the fish tank in the microwave.
In the microwave?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly our ages because I'm trying to think of a 6-year-old operating a microwave. But anyway, however the age she was, she put our Arnold in the microwave, I think for like a couple seconds because she had like stuck her hand in the, and it was our first pet. We didn't have cats. We didn't have dogs. Bowie's my first dog. Like we didn't have. This first pet of ours was super, super precious. So she warmed him up for a couple seconds and just boiled him.
Oh my God.
I was so crushed. I just remember sobbing. My dad had to talk me out of a frenzy.
At the time, did you know better?
I knew better, but like I didn't see her do
it. Right, but she did, like, and you're like so mad.
And she opened the thing and she's like, something's wrong. And she like called me and my other sister and we were so upset because I was the one who won Arnold, I remember.
Justice for Arnold.
I was so mad.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Awful.
Were you mad at the situation or were you mad at your sister?
I was mad at my sister.
Yeah.
Do that. Things are better now, but it's definitely a family story that we retell all the time.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. In hindsight, poor Arnold.
Poor Arnold. She has a pet fish now because she just graduated law school, but like she's always wanted a pet. So, you know.
I'm just kidding.
I'll never do that to her. Maybe I'll get back at her. Yeah, she has a little cute little beta fish.
Oh.
My most recent terrible memory is the night Trump won the election.
Oh,
2016. Gosh. I just remember we kept drinking and drinking as the polls came in and they got worse and worse. And we were like, we don't feel anything. I had had a party. Been making snacks and apps all day.
That's a hard party.
We had a party.
You're just numb. You're like, what is happening?
We just kept drinking and drinking. And by the time he gave his acceptance speech, I was puking in the toilet. Can you remember the last time I puked from alcohol? 2016.
Yeah.
That is one of my most recent terrible memories. And the next morning I went to Pilates, which was all these elderly women and I, because I was in like the slow learners Pilates class.
Yeah.
And we were all on the reformers just sobbing and doing exercises. I was like, ooh. Some of my friends got so drunk they spent the night at my house. It was bad.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a terrible memory.
Ugh.
Next one.
Oh, all right. It's lucky number 14.
Hey.
Numero 14. Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
Ooh. You know, this is a very good one for right now because Rachel and I were talking about this earlier.
Huh.
Something that I've dreamed of doing for a really long time is renovating an entire house for fun.
For some reason.
What did you think I was going to say?
Talk about the lasering.
Oh, yeah. And then this other thing that we were talking about before we started the podcast, which is lasering my bikini line. which Maggie is currently doing and Rachel
so
has done before.
On a beach in peace.
Yes. And they both highly recommend. I am sure
that's what you were going to say.
I'm looking up bikini lasering right now. No, it's renovating a house.
Yes.
Like renovating it like in the coolest way, you know, and not maybe.
Hello.
What, your house?
Yeah.
You want to come over?
Well,
yeah, absolutely. But renovating it, like.
I know what you mean. Like not ripping it down.
But also not for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not doing it as my job. Doing it for fun.
Yes.
Like for fun.
For fun. And Ariel, start an Instagram account and take us all along for the ride.
I know. Need to move to upstate New York or something and get it like an old farmhouse next to Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And you know, like just redo it and make it awesome. Go. You know, because
I'm coming with you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So in the most recent Architectural Digest, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, did I say their names right? I'm amazed that I even remember their names. They have this like modern farmhouse and
located
outside of Los Angeles, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
modern farmhouse outside of LA.
Probably Santa Barbara or something like that. I didn't actually look. I just looked at the pictures. And it's like this super, you know, it's like this beautiful high like beam ceilings, and you know, I want so badly to I feel like I dream about these interior designers who like find this diamond in the rough, you know, and just do it so well that it is so special. Mm-hmm. It's so special.
Mm-hmm. That it kind of breaks my heart when I see all these like flips that are happening in LA. Mm-hmm.
Flips
that are all kind of cookie cutter, not cookie cutter, but a lot of them look very similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you tour enough real estate in LA, you're like, oh, those are the countertops. Those are the fake wood floors. Mm-hmm. Those are the thing. And none of it feels good.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our really close friends is an architect for this architecture firm. They do like graphic design. He back probably like 10 years ago bought an empty plot of land in Silver Lake. And his budget was after he bought the plot was like, I can only spend like under $500,000. But obviously he has connections and like has contractors and stuff. And they built his custom home.
That's amazing. Wow.
And it doesn't look like
alone costs $500,000.
Right.
I know. People outside of LA might think that's high, but in LA, it's like gets you nothing
to do a custom build. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And it looks like no other house that I've ever seen before. It's
we
so
need that
beautiful.
Ariel Fulmer custom build.
I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been drooling over Joy Cho's house.
Yes. Oh my God. I just saw her closet on an Instagram story recently and I was like,
so cute.
I know.
That's your closet.
I know. Just stop. So I worked for Joy in like 2015 or something like that. And at the time she had bought the land for her house.
So but 7 years. Wait, how many years? 2015?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was 6 years
six
ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were still working on permits.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that house was a labor of love. Mm-hmm. It took so long and every single thing was like so painstakingly chosen, you know? And then you look at it and you're like, wow, it's beautiful.
Wow, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
We should A, get a tour of her house, and B, have her on this podcast.
Agreed.
She's
agreed.
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Joy is just my favorite person. Yeah, absolutely. But also her house is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing. And so I feel like my like wind down time is looking at real estate, you know, and just thinking about what I could do with it, you know, not even to like, you know, to live in it, just to like, how could I make this better? How could I make this special? Mm-hmm. And yeah. And it just, that just gets my wheels turning and just gets me going. I'm just like, I want to do this so badly, but okay. So the second part of that question is why haven't I done it? Why haven't I done it? It takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of money. So that's why.
But now that you're almost done with Try
now
Guys
that I'm
Corp,
almost done with Try Guys, you know, HQ. Second Try LLC HQ, maybe I will have more time, and maybe if it's not in LA, it won't cost as much.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the first you're hearing.
Listen,
of,
design a vacation home, and we will absolutely take the podcast on the road.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Sleepover. Just the gals and Miles.
I can just imagine Miles coming up with all the gear, and he's like, okay, guys, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Miles, you bring the gear, we'll bring the wine. Let's go.
Woo! I'm just imagining us, Miles trying to like steer us around like little, little herding sheep. Come on, ladies, start the pod.
Let's start the pod.
No, we want to talk about lasers some more.
Okay, that was my answer, but you guys
what was the question? I don't recall.
What
is something that you've been wanting to do but haven't done it, and why?
Okay. Do you have one, Maggie?
I can't really think of one off the top of my head.
All right, I have.
Okay. All your dreams are fulfilled.
No, absolutely not.
All of Maggie's dreams have already come true.
She's a Disney princess.
She's a Disney princess.
Oh, I wish.
I know, right?
You know, I tried to be a Disney princess.
What do you mean by tried to be a Disney princess?
I lived 4 miles from Disneyland.
You tried to be one of the princesses in the park?
I went to a workshop. I was too tall.
Those people.
Stop.
I went to a workshop where they taught me how to wave.
They don't have good jobs, Mags. We don't want to be that person.
I was a teenager and looking
when
for a
When I was at Miss America, my Miss New Jersey, who is someone I really loved, was...
I'm sorry, can we just go back? When I was in Miss America?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Wait, do you know this?
No!
What?
Where was I?
I knew this.
Yeah.
Go on.
I was Miss Vermont and I competed at Miss America in 2008. Because I'm very old.
Stop it. But you're not from Vermont.
No, but I went to school there. In the Miss America system, because it's all scholarship money, you can compete in the state you were born in or in the state you go to college in, because all of the money goes back into the same education system. Wow. So they fund your college experience.
What was your talent?
Wow.
My talent, I believe.
I mean, you're very talented, but I was just.
I'm so talented.
What was your thing?
I think I'm the only person in the, which shows you that I was never going to win in a million years. That's okay. It wasn't my calling. In the Miss America system to ever do a Shakespearean monologue as my talent.
I love that.
Good for you.
I did Queen Hermione from Winter's Tale.
Wow.
It was very dramatic. I cried.
That's also a deep cut.
Yeah. It's a really
I feel like that's a really deep cut. Like, you know, Macbeth, like Lady Macbeth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or something like that. Maybe somebody would know what you were talking about.
It was very intense. Like, people were throwing batons and then I was doing this
monologue. I was going to ask, like, ribbon toss, you know, rhythmic gymnastics.
Some girl's like, I can put my whole foot in my mouth.
Oh, I wish. If only they would have won. But my Miss New Jersey was the Little Mermaid at Disney World. And she said the system was completely abusive.
Oh.
Yeah. It was not
like a hierarchy where the Mickey is at the top and then like the princesses go down.
Like she was singing for 12 hours a day without breaks, like no lunch, like was like getting like no vocal rest, like completely, like it was bad. It was a bad
I did
time.
Hear that they liked one of my friends did get hired and she was very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
She was very fair skinned and could go from like an Ariel wig to an Aurora rig pretty quickly.
I see.
But you have to be very short because you're interacting with children all day. But I showed up and they were like, no.
Amy was like a different level of talent because she was like one of the performers, not just one of the park greeters. She was like actually singing as the Little Mermaid. She was just like, don't do that. Mm. Absolutely. Whatever you do, don't do that.
So you were saved.
You were saved by your tallness.
Huh. You know, I've dealing with work's been pretty difficult lately. And I was hoping to come up with a separate, I don't know if it's like, if it would be work or what, but I've always wanted to cultivate my creative interests to kind of give myself a little bit of work-life balance.
Is it like art, like ceramics?
It could be
art. I know you and Zach kind of
We dabbled in it a little bit and I found a couple studios that I would do pottery at, but I
come
with you.
You come with me.
Oh, you don't have a wheel, you too. Right? I used to take pottery classes.
Yeah.
Guys,
I used to upcycle furniture.
You have a wheel?
I own a wheel.
What?
Ariel, your storage units are too deep.
Wheels
are like the size of this table.
This is in my teeny tiny garage because early pandemic Ariel thought that she was going to have lots of time on her hands.
Damn. So you bought yourself like a multi-thousand dollar equipment?
I've had a pottery wheel. Because I did a lot of pottery in college.
Wow.
Yeah. Why didn't I call you?
Yeah. We found these very cute. They have some on Amazon. Sorry to promote Amazon, but
Jeff Bezos.
They have little finger pottery wheels that Zach and I were gonna get. They're so cute.
Where you make teeny balls.
That's actually actually really hard. Like there are potters, there are like, you know, career potters who will, every once in a while, they'll make tiny, tiny pottery just to like work on their finger skills.
Their motor skills.
And then they'll work on like enormous pottery just to work on their like strength.
Well, I want it to be enormous because once it goes in the kiln, it's like.
Yeah, it shrinks. I know.
Oh man. I didn't think about that.
Depends on what clay you're using.
I just remember the first bowl I ever made. I was like, this is going to be such a great bowl. It's something I put my rings in. It's really tight.
You could put soy sauce in it. Centering your piece is like the hardest part.
Takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So satisfying. Yeah.
Love pottery.
It's just, you know.
You know what we never did? Huh. This is what I want to do that I haven't done. I don't know why yet. We haven't cultivated Tri-Wives You Can Sit With Us Crafternoon yet.
I know.
We talked
about it. I was teased.
Okay. If you're serious about this,
I'm serious.
I'm about to make a spreadsheet.
I want materials.
Are we bedazzling jackets that say like Crafternoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right, ladies. I'm going to have this office, as you can see, is almost done.
It's almost done.
I'm going to need a new project.
Yep.
So
until you buy your dream villa in Palm Springs.
It probably won't be Palm Springs. It'll probably be Santa Barbara. I feel like if I were to buy a place in, you know, outside of LA, it would probably be, you know, like a Spanish villa type of place.
Sounds,
you know, I'd get into the tile. Hey, but yeah,
less expensive than
we could,
LA.
You guys, we could make our own tile.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, like combine all these passions.
We're gonna do our Crafternoon, and we're going to one make crafts and two make TikTok reels about our crafts.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this
TikTok reels. That just combined Instagram and TikTok out loud.
That's two of the things that I feel like I want to do in the near future is TikTok and crafts.
Yeah.
So combining those things is gonna be great.
Let's go.
And also, everybody who's listening, you heard it here first. I'm going to join TikTok. It will happen. that is a goal of mine. It's like, you know, sort of a one of those things that I feel like TikTok's not going to go away.
You're missing out.
I also feel like I'm missing out. I feel like my poops could be better if I were watching TikTok. Am I right?
I should do a medical myths and musings on being on the phone while you're on. Being on your phone while you're pooping.
While you're on the potty.
Wait, yes, your rectum. Have you ever heard of rectal prolapse? We'll save it for another time.
And with that,
we'll save it for another time.
What rectal prolapse is, because when you Google things that can happen during pregnancy, you Google about some prolapses.
Yeah. Speaking of sitting with us, everybody, rectal prolapse. We love you all.
We're out.
Thank you for listening and watching to this podcast.
The wine is done. Yeah. We're done. Rate us 5 stars.
This late night podcast really, really went somewhere else.
Guys, so, late night is 8:23 p.m.
Oh, I'm about to go to bed in T-minus. Let's do some math.
37
minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
let's go.
Okay. Love you all. Rate and subscribe. 5 stars. Helps everybody find the podcast.
Share
with your friends.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
And maybe
advice.
When Becky is back, that's we can answer some of the other questions.
Wow. This is chaos.
Oh, man. I'm all over the place.
Stay beautiful.
Bye.